The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts Western Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Adam Biggers, GreatLakesDivide.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hey, Adam.
First completed pass of the season was to Nico. First completed pass of the second half Saturday was to Nico, and that was a 52-yard shot. Just kind of looking over that play, it looked like Chris was in the flat. Was that something that was designed immediately to go to Nico, or was that a kind of a read on Shea's part to find Nico?
The one right after the half, the long one.
Yeah, the 52-yarder.
Yeah, it was a three-level read, deep to intermediate to the flat, and he had those three options after the executing the play fake, and felt like Nico was on top of the defense and pulled the trigger. I thought Nico did a really good job running with speed. Keeping his speed and also tracking the ball. And Shea got hit a little bit right before he threw it, and but still put the ball deep and with good arc and let Nico track it. And then Nico made a nice catch on the play. So, yeah, there was a lot of good in that. Sean McCune was open as well. So, yeah, that was well-read and well-executed.
If I could follow up real quick, you guys have constantly praised Nico, you know, coaching staff, players throughout camp. What gives you the confidence within the offense to just – Nico said basically his style is throw it up and he'll go up and get it. What gives you guys the confidence to just be able to use him like that?
Well, he's just been – he needs more than that as a player. I mean, he can do a multitude of things. He's a big, smooth athlete who's strong, and he's really been plucking the ball, not slowing down in his route or coming out of his break and making catches that way. He's blocking well. He's doing a lot of good things. So yeah, we have confidence in him, and also. You know, just in a variety of other receivers too. I thought Grant Perry made some real good plays, catches, got separation. Good to see Oliver Martin get out there and make a big play. Donovan caught several balls. So did the tight ends and the backs. So I feel good there, and a receiver's job is, you know, to gain space, you know, and then gain separation, and then catch the football, and I think our receivers are doing a good job with that.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's the first time Michigan's lost an opener since 15, and I was just wondering, what gives you the confidence that this team will respond kind of like that team did, which went on to a 10-win season, had a very successful year?
Well, we're up and at it and on it, and we're going to need to be. This is our first home game this week. Western Michigan comes to town, and watching the tape, they're extremely good football team. You know, this year, last year, you turn on the tape, that's where the bulk of the tape is, and whether they're playing at home or on the road, you know, they're a very formidable team. So that's what we're doing today. We're on it.
And just to follow up, some of the younger guys, there were younger guys on that 15 team. Did you sense or notice some of those guys stepping up as leaders in the aftermath of losing Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, specifically guys that were there in 15. Yeah, I just felt like as a team, we understand what we need to do. We're back on the practice field yesterday, and we'll be back on it today. And yeah, it hurts to lose, but the overall state of the team is the way I saw it was. I mean, we were all being accountable, to what we did or what we didn't do in the game, and a strong desire to learn from it. I sense that from the entire team.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a good week.